Jermaine Dupri is a hip-hop and R&B hitmaker. His songs have sold millions of copies, topped music charts throughout the 1990s and early 2000s, when he helped launch the careers of Mariah Carey, Usher, Criss Cross, and many others. Now Jermaine Dupri has been inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, the second hip-hop artist to be so honored. Jermaine Dupri joins us now from our studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Let's start off with a reaction you posted to this on Twitter. I believe we can hear it here.
Man, look at God, look at God, look at God. Yo, I was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. I don't know what else to say, but...
excited, Mr. Dupri?
Very.
What's the honor mean to you?
Everything. I mean, you know, to be mentioned in the same breath of people that I admired and watched to get to this place, it means everything.
Who were some of those people you admired and watched?
Berry Gordy being one, you know, I hold Berry Gordy in the high spot in my life, just as a person that I watched and read up on and just wanted to have a record company like him and do things like him. And then to find out that he was also a songwriter and he cared about songwriting almost more than the record company, it was very close to how I am.
So how do you write a hit song?
I've spent times where people told me that great songs have amazing hooks. So if you think about, like, the Mariah Carey record that you just played, you know, Always Be My Baby is all hook.
And a hook, for people who aren't in the business, is what?
The hook is basically like the title of the song and same words over and over again, that's the hook. That's what I did with Criss Cross, which was my first big record. I focused on the hook being the driver, which was Jump, and it actually worked.
There's a story that you wrote, Jump, in half an hour.
Yeah.
What happened? You had a vision or what?
It's a thing that happens where when you start writing a song, it's a burning feeling that you have to finish it. And once I had the hook in the first verse, you don't want to hear the song incomplete. You don't want to listen to it back incomplete. You want to just go ahead and finish it. I've written other songs just as fast, but that was the first time I had that feeling.
In an interview, you once said that people don't understand what you do.
They don't.
What do you want us to know?
Some people see Jermaine Dupri as a producer, and then some don't really know what the songwriting skills are. And that's why I'm so proud about this induction, is because it's like makes you pay attention to me writing songs and sitting down and thinking of these stories that people fall in love with and people sing along to, and not really realizing that I wrote these songs at different ages in my life.
Before anything began between us, you were like my best friend. The one I used to run and talk to when me and my girl was having problems.
I was in a pool one day in Mexico with, like, you know, it was just a big pool and people were singing the Usher record. And I was just sitting in the corner just watching, and it was like nobody ever said, yo, you wrote this song.
They were singing your song.
Yeah, they were singing the song, but they didn't realize that I wrote the lyrics that they were singing.
You described how you'll begin to write a song and it grips you. You've just got to finish it.
Yeah.
Well, what other songs of yours have done that for you?
Yeah, We Belong Together with Mariah. She came to Atlanta. She wanted to finish the song that we created in 4 or 5 hours. And it was late. It was like 5 in the morning. She was catching the flight. Half of everybody that was in the studio was already sleeping. It was just me and her.
I didn't mean it when I said I didn't love you so. I should have held on tight. I never should have let you go. I didn't know nothing. I was stupid. I was foolish. I was lying to myself.
She was like, I need this one little part to finish this song. And she said, Jermaine, go ahead and write this part. And I was tired. And I was like, nah, just leave it, I'll send it to you. And she was like, no, we have to finish this song right now. So that was that same burning feeling that I had with Jump, and that song became Song of the Decade. So it's when you feel it, you feel it.
Well, it could also be Mariah Carey said, finish it now or I'm getting on an airplane and you'll never see me again.
Nah. She's just like me. She doesn't want to listen to the song incomplete. And you just got to push yourself to go ahead and find the words that go in that space.
In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes with the top down, screaming out money in the bank.
Rapper, producer, and 2018 Songwriters Hall of Fame inductee, Jermaine Dupri.
Yes.
Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.